Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to begin the sixth parak of Maseches Pesachim. We're halfway there. There are 10 parakim in Maseches Pesachim, so we're 5 parakim in. So in parak Hey, we spoke about how they would bring the Korban Pesach when Erev Pesach fell out on Shabbos. But whatever could be done before or after Shabbos, you can't do on Shabbos. So the Mishnah is going to tell us which parts of the Korban Pesach you can do on Shabbos and which parts cannot be done on Shabbos. Eilvon b'Pesach Dochen es Shabbos. The following matters relating to bringing the Korban Pesach are able to be done on Shabbos, meaning even though they involve something that normally you would not be allowed to do on Shabbos, you're allowed to do these on Shabbos. Shechitaso, you could shech the Korban Pesach on Shabbos, because Dama, you could be Zorik the Dam on the Mizbeach on Shabbos, because it has to be done Erev Pesach during the day, so you have no other option. If you try to do it before Shabbos, it's not yet Erev Pesach. You try to do it after Shabbos, it's no longer Erev Pesach, so you really stuck. So you have to do it on Shabbos. Umichoy kravav, cleaning out the intestines from whatever waste product is in there, because it's going to get gross if they don't do it. So it's not really part of the avoda, but it will become really disgusting if it won't. So if they don't do it, so they have to do it. The hekter chalavav, and the burning of the fats and the organs on the Mizbeach, because Erev Pesach is the time they're supposed to do those things, and Erev Pesach happens to be Shabbos that year. Aval tzliyasov, hadachas kravav, but to actually roast the meat for the Seder that night and to rinse the intestines to clean them out really, really well, that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, because that you could just as easily do after Shabbos ends. Meaning they have to get out the bulk of the waste from the intestines on Shabbos so that it doesn't get gross. But whatever additional rinsing it needs, that doesn't have to be done on Shabbos, and therefore they should wait till after Shabbos. Now there is the machlokas about certain types of things whether it can be done on Shabbos. Har kavaso v'avaso michutz l'tchum, carrying the carbon through Rosh Hashanah to get to the Beis HaMikdash, or bringing it from outside of the Tchum Shabbos. Tchum Shabbos is the 2,000 amos that you're allowed to travel from the place where you start Shabbos, from the place where you kona shvisa on Shabbos. V'chatichas yabalto, or cutting off a wart to make the carbon a viable carbon, because a wart is a mum and it makes the carbon puzzle. Once you take it off, then you can use that animal as a carbon. Ein dochenas Shabbos. These things don't override the Shabbos. Can't do them on Shabbos. Rabbi Lazar Omer dochen, but Rabbi Lazar disagrees, and he says you can do them on Shabbos, because just like you're allowed to do the avodah of the Korban Pesach on Shabbos, any preparation in getting the Korban Pesach to where it needs to be can be done on Shabbos as well, even though if you really planned ahead, you should have done those things before Shabbos. This is Rabbi Eliezer Lishitaso. Rabbi Eliezer holds that machshirim are docha Shabbos, that when you have a mitzvah that's docha Shabbos, even the preparatory work for that mitzvah is docha Shabbos. This is most famous, not from here in Maseches Pesachim, but from Maseches Shabbos, where Rabbi Eliezer, there's a parak called Rabbi Eliezer de Mila, that Rabbi Eliezer is of the opinion that not only are you allowed to do a bris mila on Shabbos when it's a mila bismano, you're even allowed to do whatever preparatory work needs to be done to get ready for the mila on Shabbos. So you're allowed to chop down the tree, to make the firewood, to burn the fire that's going to sterilize the knife that's then going to be used in the bris mila. So it's the same Rabbi Eliezer, and it's the same Shita. Mishnah Beis now talks about the machlokas between Tanakam and Rabbi Eliezer, where Rabbi Eliezer tries to bring a raya that you're allowed to do the machshirim. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, valo dinu, says, I'll make you a kal v'chomer that you're allowed to do it. I'll give you a very logical presentation as to why it should be mutter. Ma'im shchita shi misha malacha dochas v'shabbos, if shechting, which is a malacha, you're allowed to do on Shabbos, elu shem shum shvus, lo yidchas v'shabbos. All these other things that we speak about, they're only a shvus, they're only, you know, carrying from beyond the 2000 amatchum, things like that, it's only in a Rabbanon, shouldn't that be docha Shabbos? So Amalo Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua said to him, Yom Tov Yochiach, well, I'll bring you a raya from Hilchos Yom Tov, Sheitir Bo Mishum Malacha, that the Torah allows you to do certain things that are malacha on Yom Tov, meaning as long as it's for Ochel Nefesh, you're allowed to cook on Yom Tov, Vasar Bo Mishum Shavos, but you're still not allowed to do a variety of Yisurim Rabbanon, even for the sake of food. So just because we allow an Issa Daraisa does not mean that we're also going to allow an Issa Rabbanon. So when it comes to the Korban Pesach, yeah, we're going to allow certain shechita and zrika, whatever, even though shechita involves nisus daraisa, but we're not going to allow carrying an animal bringing it from outside of the tchum or taking off a wart, even though that's only nisus darabanan. So Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Mazeh Yoshua. Rabbi Eliezer says, Rabbi Yoshua, what are you talking about? Ma rayu rishus l'mitzvah. What rayu can you bring from eating on Yom Tov, which is a rishus, to a mitzvah, like bringing a karm pesach? Meaning, you're right, certain things that are only derabanan, you're not allowed to do, even for food preparation on Yom Tov. But that's because you don't need to be eating on Yom Tov. But what about to bring karm pesach? You don't have an option. That's certainly a mitzvah, midah raisa. Rabbi Yeshua would say that eating on Yom Tov is a mitzvah, and therefore it's a very good comparison. Heishav Rabbi Akiva va'amar, Rabbi Akiva responded to Rabbi Lazar and he said, Hazo'a tochiach. I'll bring you another raya from the sprinkling of the Para Aduma waters to be metaher a person. When a person has to be sprinkled on with the Mechatos and Erev Pesach, shehi mitzvah, it's a mitzvah, because it helps him become tahar, v'hi mishum shavos, and it's only a Issud Rabbanon, ve'in ha'docha es ha'shabes. And yet it doesn't override Hilchos Shabbos. You're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. So we see that we don't override even this is Rabbanan for the sake of a mitzvah. So af ata al tatama, and therefore al tatama leilu. You shouldn't wonder about these things, the preparations for the Karm Pesach. She'af al pishein mitzvah ve'hin mishum shavos lo yidchos Shabbos. That even though they're in mitzvah and they're aser mid Rabbanan, they shouldn't override Shabbos. So Rabbi Eliezer fires right back. Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says Rabbi Akiva va'aleha nida. Done. What do you mean? The sprinkling of the mechatas is, I can make the same logical argument that you're making. I think sprinkling mechatas can be done on Shabbos if you need it for the Karban Pesach. And it's based on the same, meaning you're bringing me a raya that, oh, don't you see, you can't even sprinkle the mechatas. Who said you can't? I think you can, and I'll present the same logic. If shechita, which is malacha, can be done on Shabbos for the Karban Pesach, the sprinkling of the Evpara in order to be matar the guy, for sure, which is only in Nisr Drabban, for sure should be done on Shabbos. Amla Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva says back, Ochilov, or maybe you should look at it from the opposite direction. Maybe you should accept as a given that you're not allowed to do the Hazah on Shabbos, and if you're not allowed to even do the Hazah on Shabbos, which is only a Shavuos, Shechita Shimushum Lacha in Odin Shalotitches Shabbos, maybe you should not be allowed to do Shechita either. So Amla Rabbi Lezer, Akiva, Rabbi Lezer says, Akiva, what are you talking about? You can't make such an argument, because then you're going against what it says in the Torah. The Torah says you're supposed to bring Karban Pesach b'moado, and that means bein b'chol, bein b'shabbos. So Amalor, Rabbi Kiva said back to Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi, haveli moed ha'elu. Give me a time that these preparations have to be done, kamoi the shechita, like the time that the shechita has to be done, and then I would allow these preparations on Shabbos. But the problem is, these other preparations don't have a time that they have to be done. Carrying the karban through a rishus rab and bringing it from outside the tchum, there's no particular taking off a wart. There's no particular time that those things have to be done. And since there's no pressing time constraint to get them done, why should they be allowed on Shabbos? Klala Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, I'll tell you my opinion in one simple sentence. Kol melacha she'efshar la'asosa me'erev Shabbos, ein adochas ha'Shabbos. Anything you could have done from before Shabbos, you can't do on Shabbos. Shechita she'efshar la'asosa me'erev Shabbos, dochas ha'Shabbos. Shechita, which there was no way to get it done before Shabbos, so that is going to be docha Shabbos. So to quickly review what we learned today, in Mishnah Aleph, we said the things that you're allowed to do for your Karban Pesach on Shabbos are shechting and being zarik the dam and removing the intestines and burning them, but roasting the karban and cleaning and really cleaning out the intestines are not docha Shabbos. Carrying it or bringing it from outside the tchum and cutting off a wart are not docha Shabbos according to the Tanakhama, but they are docha Shabbos according to Rabbi Eliezer, meaning the machshirim, the preparatory works, not the aftermath like the cleaning out the chalavim and things like that, but the preparatory works are things that are machlokas Tanakhama and Rabbi Eliezer. The Tanakhama says they may not be done on Shabbos, and Rabbi Eliezer says they can be done on Shabbos. So Mishnah Beis continued that conversation where Rabbi Eliezer said, Of course, they could be done in Shabbos. If you could even do Shechita on Shabbos, of course you should be able to do the preparatory work. So Rabbi Yeshua said, what are you talking about? In Yom Tov, you're allowed to do Malacha, but you're not allowed to do preparatory work. So Rabbi Eliezer said back, what are you talking about? How can you bring a Raya for that which you need to do to eat on Yom Tov, which is not even a mitzvah, to that which you need to do for bringing Korban Pesach, which is a mitzvah? So then Rabbi Yeshua dropped out of the conversation, and instead Rabbi Akiva started taking his position. And he said, no, but I'll show you Hazaa, which is a mitzvah, the Hazaa of the Efer Paraduma, and it's a Shavuos, and you can't do it on Shabbos. So all the other things, for the sake of a mitzvah, also should not be able to be done on Shabbos. Rabbi Lazar said, who said you're not allowed to do Hazaa on Shabbos? I'll tell you that Hazaa you can do on Shabbos. So Rabbi Akiva said, maybe you should tell me that you can't do Shechita on Shabbos because you can't even do Hazaa. So Rabbi Lazar says, you can't say not to do Shechita on Shabbos. Pasuk says, b'mo'adel, which means both on Chol and Shabbos. So Rabbi Akiva said back to Rabbi Eliezer, you know, tell me the right time that you have to do, the appointed time that you have to do all of those makshirim. There is no appointed time that you need to do all those makshirim. And Mimela, since there is no appointed time, those things are not Tocha Shabbos. Rabbi Akiva basically sets out the rule at the very end, where he says, any time a malacha could have been done on Arab Shabbos, you cannot do it on Shabbos. If there was no way to get it done on Arab Shabbos, then you may do it on Shabbos. Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the Perek Vav of Mishnah Gimel.